Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is April 4th, 2026. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. Inter-hospital transfer for heart failure in the United States. A patient and hospital level analysis from GWT-GHF. This study characterized patients with heart failure who underwent inter-hospital transfer, establishing their demographic and clinical profiles. It found significant variations in the utilization of inter-hospital transfer among different hospitals across the United States. The data revealed distinctions in outcomes between transferred and non-transferred heart failure patients. This analysis provided foundational understanding of inter-hospital transfer patterns in this patient population. Article number 2. Cardiac rehabilitation after transcatheter aortic valve implantation before, during, and after the COVID-19 pandemic. A whole population study. This whole population study established patterns of cardiac rehabilitation participation following transcatheter aortic valve implantation across England. It found variations in participation rates before, during, and after the CO5-1D-19 pandemic. The research demonstrated a specific association between cardiac rehabilitation participation and the primary outcome of unplanned all-cause rehospitalization. This analysis provided critical evidence regarding cardiac rehabilitation's impact on clinical outcomes in this patient group. Article number 3. Acetazolamide effects on natriuresis and diuresis in acute heart failure treated with furosemide and SGLT2I. SANDI, the SAND1. Study investigated the natriuretic and diuretic effects of acetazolamide in patients with acute heart failure receiving intravenous furosemide and concomitant sodium glucose cotransporter 2 inhibitors. It found that acetazolamide provided significant natriuretic and diuretic benefits in this specific patient population, demonstrating enhanced decongestion. This research established the efficacy of adjunctive acetazolamide in acute heart failure patients who are also on sodium glucose cotransporter 2 inhibitors, addressing a previously unknown therapeutic gap. Article number 4. Paced QRS morphology and lead location in left bundle branch area, pacing assessed by photon counting, cardiac computed tomography. This study elucidated the relationship between intraseptal lead position and left bundle branch area pacing and paced QRS morphology. It found that ultra-high-resolution photon-counting computed tomography precisely evaluated lead tip location in 20 patients, differentiating between left bundle branch pacing, left ventricular septal pacing, and deep septal pacing. The data established specific distances and spatial orientations of pacing leads within the septum, directly informing optimal lead placement strategies for physiological pacing. Article number 5. Prevalence of clinically significant bradyarrhythmias in patients implanted with loop recorders for cryptogenic stroke. A manifestation of atrial cardiomyopathy. This study established the prevalence and clinical significance of bradyarrhythmias in patients with cryptogenic stroke, or transient ischemic attack, who received implantable loop recorders. It found a notable burden of bradyarrhythmias in these patients compared with a matched control group. The data demonstrated that clinically significant bradyarrhythmias are a significant finding in this population, suggesting a potential manifestation of underlying atrial cardiomyopathy beyond atrial fibrillation detection. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.